If you've been watching Spirit Airlines over the past year, you already know this story has been building towards something. Well, that something may be here. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ on Radio Hangar. The news is moving fast on one of America's largest ultra-low-cost carriers, and the picture is not good. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. According to reporting out of AeroTime and several industry outlets this week, Spirit Airlines may be heading toward full liquidation. Not restructuring, not another merger attempt. Liquidation, as in the airline ceases to exist. Spirit entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection back in November of 2024. The plan at the time was a relatively clean restructuring. Shed some debt, reorganize the balance sheet, emerge leaner, keep flying. That plan had already wobbled once. Spirit exited bankruptcy in early 2025, then found itself right back in Chapter 11 a few months later when the numbers still did not work. Now, according to these latest reports, a sharp jump in jet fuel prices appears to be the final straw. Fuel is typically the first or second largest operating expense for any airline, and for an ultra-low-cost carrier running on razor-thin margins, a sustained fuel price spike is not a rounding error. It is an existential threat. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Spirit's troubles did not start with fuel. They started years ago. The failed JetBlue merger, blocked on antitrust grounds, left Spirit without the lifeline it had been counting on. The post-pandemic recovery rewarded premium travel and punished the budget end of the market. Spirit's fleet, heavy on Airbus A320neos, got caught up in the Pratt & Whitney geared turbofan engine inspection crisis, grounding a significant portion of the airline's aircraft for extended teardowns. Put all of that together and you have an airline that has been bleeding cash from multiple wounds at the same time. So what does liquidation actually mean if it happens? For passengers, it means tickets become worthless overnight unless another carrier picks them up, which historically has been hit or miss. If you have a Spirit ticket booked for later this year, this is your reminder to check your credit card's travel protection and to keep an eye on the news. For the roughly 13,000 Spirit employees, pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, gate agents, and corporate staff, it means the job market in commercial aviation is about to get a lot more crowded at the regional and mainline level. The good news, if there is any, is that the industry as a whole is still short on pilots and maintenance technicians. The bad news is that a wave of senior Spirit pilots hitting the market at once compresses seniority lists everywhere they land. For the broader industry, a Spirit liquidation would be the largest U.S. airline failure since the pandemic era. It would also mean real capacity coming out of the market in cities where Spirit is a dominant low-fare presence. Think Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Las Vegas, Detroit. Fares in those markets are likely to rise. That is not speculation. That is just supply and demand, and it is what we saw every time a budget carrier disappeared in the past. Remember what happened to fares after the ValuJet, ATA, and Skybus exits. Same story each time. Now, a note for the general aviation pilots listening. This affects you if you operate anywhere near a Spirit hub. A sudden withdrawal of airline traffic changes, slot allocations, changes tower workloads, and in some cases opens up reliever airport capacity. If Spirit parks its fleet, you will see Airbus narrowbodies headed to desert storage facilities, which in turn affects ferry flight activity along certain corridors. Keep an eye on NOTAMs if you fly in the Southwest in the coming months. There is also a ripple effect on the used aircraft market. Spirit's A320 and A321neos are relatively young, well-maintained airframes. If they hit the secondary market all at once, lessors are going to have leverage, and other carriers, particularly in Latin America and Asia, may scoop them up at a discount. That reshapes the global narrowbody market for years. One more piece of this worth flagging as opinion, not fact. The ultra-low-cost model in the United States is under real pressure right now. Frontier is still flying, still profitable in spots, but also consolidating routes. Breeze and Avelo are carving out niches, but they are not running the Spirit playbook. If Spirit does liquidate, I think we will look back at this moment as the end of the pure ULCC experiment in the U.S. domestic market, at least in the form Spirit pioneered. That is my read. Your mileage may vary. Nothing is final yet. Spirit has not filed for Chapter 7. The airline is still operating, still selling tickets, still flying its schedule as of this broadcast. Bankruptcy court proceedings are ongoing, and there is always the possibility of an 11th-hour investor, a distressed debt buyer, or a creditor agreement that keeps the yellowtails in the air. But the reporting this week suggests the runway is getting short. This affects you if you have a Spirit ticket, if you fly for or work with the airline, if you operate out of one of their hubs, or frankly, if you just care about what the U.S. airline map looks like a year from now. That's the story this week on Spirit. We'll keep watching it. Reporting on this one, credited to Aerotime, with supporting coverage across the usual industry desks. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.